Glory to Jesus Christ. After high school, I worked 2 years in one company and before seminary. And we had a boss there. He was a tough guy, older. You couldn't understand really what he wants all time. But if you didn't do it, it was a huge problem. So when he was upset with something, we were trying to find out why he is upset, because we want to avoid this situation or problem or what we did wrongly at the time, because it was not good experience to have him around when he was upset. We were trying to understand what caused that. And today, probably, we should be open to similar activity, because we can see from the gospel that God was upset. He even said, how long I have to stay with you? What, you are not believers? You know, he was upset with people. Christ was upset with people. He who is giver of eternal life, that one who can give us eternal life, he was upset. And we know that, well, we are his disciples too. And we can ask, why? What happened to him? Why he is upset? Why he was so really not happy with people? And we have this explanation in gospel. He was upset because he saw that his disciples didn't have faith. They didn't believe. Even they didn't have this faith on this little one as a mustard seed. Not even in this size. And we can ask, you know, but they believed him. Peter explained him, you are the Son of God. They acknowledged him. They left everything. They left everything and followed him. They gave up and they followed Christ. We say those men are men of strong faith, but still, look, Christ is upset with their faith, because they couldn't heal that boy. And Christ gave them power to do this. What was the problem? Why they didn't have faith? And we can make conclusion from that it is a little bit more difficult with this thing, which is faith. Now, sometimes we think that if I exist, if I acknowledge Christ, I have faith. But is this faith active life? It is so active and is so alive that Christ would be pleased by that, or he would be upset. Apostles, they believed in Christ, and still, it was not enough. We have to realize that God gives us capacity to great life. God gives us capacity to become similar to him. God gives us this gift, enormous gift, for the greatness. And everything what we need to do is to have faith. But this active faith, which is so open for God that follows everything what God says. Faith doesn't depend on our intellectual thoughts. Faith which is not based on emotions, that okay, I feel well. Until we think about our faith, religion is that it should make me happy, it should make some to have fun, to have good feelings. So then I am the God who needs to be like served. This is not our role. Our role is serve God, to serve Him. Many times it's not easy. But through this, we are going to this relationship which expands to eternity. And God invites us to this. Well, we can talk longer about it, but you can ask me, what can I do? How can I increase my faith? How can I make my faith so powerful that nothing will be impossible? And it's not an easy question, but this hard question, difficult question, has easy answer. Saint Theophan the Recluse, one of very good spiritual teachers about spiritual life, he says, do you want to make your faith stronger? You need to do two things. The first thing is you have to non-stop try to please God. It means that you stop to look for what pleases you. You are asking yourself, what can I do? If I am doing this, will I please God through this? If I am doing this, will it please God? What can I do? What kind of sacrifice I can bring today to please God? To please God. God who gives me life, God who wants to give me paradise, how can I please Him? And I don't be too hard, but you know, if we take this and we start to think about this, we start to find out how far we are from that. How many times we do have time and we do nothing. And we could come, and for example, for the liturgy, daily liturgy, to receive God who is giver of life. For remission of sins and life everlasting, we receive Holy Communion. Or we do have time, and we are trying to kill it with something because we don't know what to do. What if we use this time to do something what would please God? To please God, if we have this in our mind, so we will be attuned to Him. We will be really sensitive what He wants, what is His will. And we'll be able to follow that because this will be His desire. To please Him in everything. And Saint Theophan says, this is one thing, and the second thing is even easier. He says, keep what He says. Keep His commandment. If you try to please God, and if you try to follow His commandments, you will see that He will enter to your heart. And will make you able to believe, to love, and to have perfect hope. If you do these two things, He will dwell in your heart. And He will be the source of power for your life. And then our faith will be growing. And it will be not in size of mustard seed, it will be bigger. And nothing will be impossible for us. Nothing, because we will be asking for good things and God will give us everything. we will be forgetting ourselves and we will see a real need in the world, real need in our life, real need in the lives of our neighbors. And we'll be asking with faith, real faith. And God willingly would make miracles. God wants to be present in this way in our lives. But the problem is that many times we prefer other things than Saint Stephen says. And if we are really open. So what we try to do, mostly we try to please ourselves. Even we come to church to please ourselves, to have good feeling that we fulfilled something what was told, we were told. We keep commandments, but not God's, our commands which fit to us, to our life. We try to please ourselves, and we try to fulfill commandments we gave for our life, how we wish to live. If we change to these two things, our life will get new dimension and quality. That'll be great. So let's imagine today Christ, who wants to give us everything, and he is upset that we didn't get it. Let's try to understand him and to look and to try to understand why he is upset, and maybe to become wiser and to use those two principles Saint Theophan gave us. To try to please God all time and to keep his commandments. May our faith can grow. Amen.